Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Laura Mora.
And you don't know the queen of dancehall, Spice.
I know, that's right, the queen of dancehall.
Period. The Grammy-nominated queen of dancehall.
Hello, like, okay, let's not forget that.
That's right. Congratulations.
I saw Steph Landon saying, look, no matter what, Spice is the queen of dancehall.
Big up Steph Landon. You know, we sang go number one. We, you know, we're rocking. The song hot and I love it, you know. We're just a clockwork, so.
You like a car. You like a A&R too, because you got a song with Carly Rae, and people are like, yes. Carly Rae got a hit.
I know, right? So the funny thing is, Carly Rae's song is called Work, and then Steph Landon's song is called Clockwork. And Carly Rae is so spoiled, because when I was telling her, I already have a song with Steph Landon called Work, can we change the name? She's like, oh, but we still saying Work, and I'm like, okay. So I'm gonna have two songs called Work.
But you are like, you know, even with Carly Rae, seeing you working with her, yeah, and just making sure you kind of like molded her to be able to put out a hit song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was a hard molding. Let's say that. It was a long process. But the thing with Carly is, you know, she wasn't doing music for a long time. Right. She kind of stopped. So when she approached me to do a song, I'm like, you know, not because we're best friend, we have to get it right. We have to make sure, say, I'm not just going to do a song with you because you know me. Mm-hmm. And because we're a friend, it's still got to be, you know, I take my craft seriously.
Yes. Right.
And I'm very meticulous. And
you wasn't playing with her.
Yeah. We just have to get it wrong. Right.
But, and you have some gifts for us today, Asoa.
I do.
So, and this
you
is,
peeped it.
And this is a song, by the way, that had some people in their feelings.
A lot of people.
Yeah, because you could tell.
A lot of men.
You could tell when men have little dicks by who got mad.
Period.
No, exactly, seriously. That part. Because if your dick is big, you like break out the tape measure. But
I like
if it's
that.
Not, you like, oh, fuck that. Why y'all ladies? You care about that?
So I expected to get more bashing from it when I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I put out the uncut version, did you see the uncut version?
No, I only saw the.
You never saw the uncut Mm-mm. version?
Mm-mm. Well, maybe Mm-mm. I. What happened?
We have to stop and make one to watch the uncut version. Like, we can't talk about what we're going to see. It's all over on my Twitter. Spice Official on
see,
Twitter.
See, I follow Instagram. You know Instagram will take that right down.
I
right.
know, so that's why I never posted over Instagram.
Let me go look at this right now.
Look at it right now. Go on my Twitter, Spice
too.
Official, and watch the video. The uncut
official
version.
The uncut.
Spice Official.
I see. Are there real dicks in there?
Oh my.
I can't believe someone never see it.
No, because I don't use my Twitter as much. That's the problem.
That's true. When I was posting this video, I was like, they're going to take my Twitter account.
But no, the Twitter, care. Anything goes.
I know.
Say that right now.
So I went over Twitter and I posted it and I was like, oh my God. But it works because it fit with the song.
Now let me.
Oh.
Well,
oh.
Ooh, you find it.
Yes, it's pinned on your Twitter.
Why is my Wi-Fi not working?
It's swinging and everything.
Can we see?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay,
so
here it is.
Tape Measure is on my album, Emancipated. The song is called Tape Measure. So I'm going to have to show the real thing.
So how was the casting for that?
Look at
how was the casting for that uncut version of the video?
Hard.
hard.
Let me see.
It's just there, honey. It's just existing.
Is that intimidating?
Girl, yes.
It's huge.
And it's not hard. It's just slinging.
So, imagine.
It's slinging huge. So imagine when it's stand up.
Wow. Somebody, that's look at that shit.
She look at it again.
And the balls is met. Wow.
Oh my gosh. He looked like he know it too.
Yeah, he's just sitting there like.
It's just there.
He knows it.
Wow. I'm hot.
Me get hot too. Or me take more dates.
So you never ran from a date?
Something like that, right? No. I've ran. Yeah, I have. I'm run from it sometimes.
I so did. I was like, the guy told me, you're making me uncomfortable. I said, no, you're making me uncomfortable. Like, really? This hurt.
Mm. I don't think them knows it hurts. And I think they like to push it far.
Yes.
Oh,
really
yeah.
Far.
They want to hurt you. They trying to hit your
They want you to not walk.
Right. Yeah. But me like it too.
Yeah, it's good. You know what's good? Because you need like a dick that you need two hands for, not one. Right. You know what
but
I
you
mean?
Have, you have, on the other hand, you have some people, they okay with like a small dick or a regular size. So with that being said, what number is good for you?
Pull out that tape measure. Go, let's see.
Right.
What? Oh, I brought gifts for you. Where's my bag?
Yeah, we need to. It's in that corner.
I have a lot of gifts.
All right, we'll wait on that. Too. So let me see. So if you could say like, what's a good size? Because it's not just the length.
It's the girth.
Long and skinny is not good either,
no,
by the way.
It don't feel good.
Yeah.
It's half a fat.
Yeah, we need like a pudgy.
Have a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Pudgy.
What number is good for you?
We need it thick.
I would say about, what's this?
Like, that's huge, Laura.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just, I don't mind it being big, but you can't just ram it up in me. You have to slowly and get me right. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I have to be a little tipsy.
That's why in Jamaica, them say, I know the size of the gun or the effect of the bullet.
Period.
Meaning it doesn't matter what size you have to know if you use it, you have to know if you work it, you have to know if you make the something. You understand? Roll up and down a little bit and... You know,
you gotta eat the pussy first too when you do that.
That
too.
Yeah,
like that part there.
You have to.
It's like a whole process to it. You gotta get me ready and build
me
up
for
it. See,
I'm not used to that part because you know right.
I'm
from Jamaica.
I'm about to be a Jamaican woman.
Them Jamaica,
they don't do it.
They claim. No, let's be clear.
They definitely do it.
Them claim. Them that do it, but all of the girls in Jamaica get them thing eating something. Yeah. What eat it if I do PR what?
Trying to think.
They just don't talk about it. They eat it, but they don't talk about it.
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
The first guy who ate my pussy was Jamaican.
Stop it, man. Look Angela. At that. Don't
right.
do that.
It's true. She says that all the time. It's
true.
Yeah, no, she says that all the time.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, he was like Jamaican. Jamaican.
And whenever
like,
we have this conversation.
His parents would leave him and go to Jamaica for like months at a time.
Don't do that.
Shit.
That's,
it's true.
Listen, really? No, I believe
the first time that ever happened was he was Jamaican.
Him do it good?
The guy I lost my virginity to was Jamaican too.
Oh, really?
But was he? Was he?
I'm from Brooklyn, so.
Right. Jamaican man, them really know if I put it down good.
Yeah, they be lying, girl. They
got to see.
We know. Okay. Well, here's my little gift. You got to keep it in your purse.
Aw.
This is good.
That's it, Mejaya.
You ready?
Yeah.
Imagine a guy walks up to you.
He be like, hold on.
What's your number? And he thinks you want a phone number. And you're like, no, not that number. This number.
OMG. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
It is true, though, because you never want to be shocked. Like, you always, like, before you have sex with a guy, you want to kind of feel his lump to get an idea. You want to feel it. Because it's nothing.
But wait. So there's a lot of things that you can do before you have sex with a guy. Because you don't want to waste your time. You know, you're dating a guy, you want to wait like a little 6 months, or you try to feel him out, and then you go have sex with him, and you're kind of disappointed. There's a lot of things you can do to figure it out before you even go there.
Show us Professor Spice.
Sure.
Right.
Okay. Can I have these beautiful gentlemen?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Whoa.
No
uh-oh.
Way.
Yes, yes, all the way. We had a queen of that.
She is a contractor. We didn't know what was going
all
on.
All the way. Okay. Stand right here on either side. Okay.
Everybody in trouble. You know.
Hey.
All right. All right. Let's see.
I was wondering what he was doing over there. Looking
Dan,
like
you're looking too hard.
Hey guys,
okay, so
how
what are we doing?
Going?
Let's see. Can you
welcome.
Tell?
Just I feel looking. Like a pervert. I'm looking straight at
them.
I mean,
we need to get
level.
Hold on, we need consent first. Do we have consent to look?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Are you guys feel comfortable? You okay with this?
Okay.
Yeah.
Them confident. I like man with confident. Anybody who have a problem with my tape measure song, them just not confident. Them not have that.
So show us how this works.
All right. How this works now. First thing you want to do, a guy come up to you, you got to look at his hands. Because the size of his, the shape of his hands, it also tell you the size of him dick.
They said, I think if they said if the ring finger is longer than the pointed finger.
So let's start right here. So he have a big hand. If you put your hand in it, remember being honest, you know, Sam already have something working with. You notice how this finger is extremely long?
Yeah, see, that's what I was
and
saying.
And it's thick.
And his hands is thick.
Okay.
But something with their thumb, it got to be fat. Because remember when you were talking about like the size, it can't be too slim.
Right. We need a little girth.
We need a little girth. So we got to check his thumb.
See? All right. So let's see his thumb. If okay. His thumb is, he got a thick thumb.
That's one way. Another way too, you got to look at this part of his hand. Come right here.
Okay, let's see. She studied
his forearm.
Right here, from the wrist to the elbow. It's because this is also the size of his shoe size.
Okay.
And when a man have a big foot, them say him have a big,
big hands, that's what they say. Yeah. Big foot.
Without knowing what size shoes he wear, you look at right here from his wrist to his elbow, because this is the size of his shoes.
That's why
you
they know say that, it's the size of a baby.
Yeah. The size of his shoes is from here to here. Anywhere dropping put it. So he is wearing like a size 11 or 12. So you know him got a big, long thing.
Okay.
You know?
So that we big? Know that. So has anybody ever seen a Bigfoot man with a small dick?
Have you ever had that?
Nah.
Because it's also about proportion, right? Because if, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
So now
he's proportioned right.
So that's how we can tell. Okay, let's see your hand. Let me see his
thumb. No, let me see. Check it out. Let me see how you examine him.
Okay, let's see.
The thumb. This
now
part.
We got to see this part.
First let's of all, see. That forearm is long as
Yeah.
Okay. That's a long arm.
So he's okay.
So that's how you check it out. But how do we know? Like for sure, because I'm sure there's exceptions to the rule.
Another thing is bow legs.
Okay.
The shape of their legs.
Yes, because he can't.
Is another thing. So there's a lot of cues.
Yeah,
you just
them legs got to open up to make room for that thing to swing on through.
So when they come up to you, got to check out a lot of things. You got to watch them. You have to look what size shoes, watch from yesterday to yesterday, what size them working with. Look at their fingers.
Okay.
And if them have bow leg, it's gone. It's a sell.
He's like, he can't even close his legs.
Bow leg, yes.
Wait, I know so about that bow leg.
So we're not going to measure it?
You got to look in their mouth, too. If you can, if they're fully dressed, yeah, you can measure, of course.
Here, Laura.
Wait, we're not going to measure now?
No, she wants to.
I'm like, I want to see if it's true.
Now, what about if he's a grower and not a shower? Because you know that happens too. Sometimes it appears small.
Yes.
But then, you know, how can you, can't really.
Okay, I'm not supposed to call names. Sorry.
Ooh.
No.
You caught yourself. We got your girl.
Ooh, don't say his name.
I forgot. Well,
that's interesting. You'd have been all over the place. She said,
"Yeah, it can work that way." That way,
yeah. Because those sometimes it's very deceptive. Like it's cold out. He took a cold shower. Mm-hmm. And it's tiny, but then all of a sudden you're like, "Damn, where that came from?"
Yeah.
What about circumcision?
I like when they're circumcised.
Okay. Have you ever had somebody who wasn't?
I think not. I don't know. I don't know. I think so.
Now, let me ask you, because the rumor is that Jamaican men don't go down, but what about women? Do you guys?
The girl, them do it.
But do you say you don't? You bow down?
I think everybody do it, and some will say they don't. It's just a truth thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just a Jamaican thing when it comes down to oral sex.
Right.
Everybody just
so you can't admit it here.
Say, yeah, they can't admit it. So
I say you they. Can't admit it.
Me? Yeah.
You admit it?
See, that's the thing. It's not a part of my upbringing.
Right. So, yes.
So, no, I don't. It's not a part of my upbringing. Like, we don't really get a kick out of them. If the man, them not open to do it, especially they wouldn't do it to me because they know I'm an artist. They feel like I might tell everybody.
Right.
So, I'm going to grow into the lifestyle there.
Okay.
You know, so it's not something that I'm really into because I wasn't raised that way.
Wow.
That's interesting.
I remember the first time I come to Atlanta. I know people say that all the time, but I remember the first time I come to Atlanta and the girls them I go to the strip club. That was like the first time I went to a strip club just recently, like 2-3 years ago.
Oh, Gigi, you need to take her out.
Right.
Gigi, you ever broke me out?
Take her out. You need to
get you a good
tongue lashing.
Oh. You know what?
Ooh. But I have a lot of fantasy though.
Oh yeah, so, like what?
Like what's your fantasy?
Oh God, why are we bringing it up?
You said it.
Why are we telling her?
But go ahead.
No, that's one of my fantasy though too. To be tongue down real good.
Okay.
With ice cream and a lot of things.
Chocolate syrup, little candle wax.
Yeah, but that's only because you know what? Sometimes you watch Bluesy and see certain things and they're like, damn,
that's probably nice.
Lift them up in the ear and I'm like, I want to feel that.
That's nice.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what? We're talking about women. How can men tell if a woman has good pussy? Is there any way to tell? Can you look at our hands?
Because the man them out there said they're going to measure what all, you know, so.
But you know what?
Is there any way to tell?
It's got to be like.
How do you know?
1 inch.
You don't know.
You don't.
It's a straight gamble. Mm-hmm. Usually just go by a physical. Oh, she's mad.
But when you get
make it good, try to make it good because she's so hot, she turns you on. But in terms of her interaction, she's what turns it up to the next level. Her sensuality.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, like what makes good.
Is it true that all pussy feel the same?
No, absolutely
no.
Oh. It can't be
at all.
No.
They're like, no, absolutely not.
And it's not just the actual vagina, but it's the body, mm-hmm. It's the chemistry, it's the movements, it's right. the moans and the yes. Yeah. Yes. Even your scent. Like
I know they say about space teeth. I have space teeth. They say when you have space teeth, it good.
Okay.
I'm trying to
laugh. safety. What size are your feet?
10 and a half.
What size are your feet?
12.
Oh, you gotcha. No, man.
I was gonna say, you got something in your pocket?
Measurement. Okay.
That is some keys. In
oh, okay.
Pocket.
Thank God.
I was like, wait.
What is that in your pocket?
Now, all right. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate y'all for coming in here.
Laura, we're not gonna measure it.
Laura was trying to use
Laura
her tape
wants to measure it. Do you need to go in the corner?
Go
and
ahead.
Do
I'm lying. I'm playing. I'm playing.
It looked, oh, he said, go right ahead.
Right.
He said, measure that print. He said, don't talk about it. Be about
it.
Already
from there,
printed.
Let's see what I'm saying. So,
printing.
I want to touch it.
Don't touch it.
Oh, but it's printed.
Can't see.
Dog, it's 7. Oh, and it's down here, too.
You're circumcised.
How do we know that's real?
Because I see the
it's 8.
But you want to see if it's real or something?
No, oh my God.
No. So it's sleeping and you're at 8, right?
Like, I know the end of it is right here. So it's like 8.
I remember what's a big finger. You can't see the head. You saw it fat?
The head right there. You see the little curve and it goes over.
I told you.
Give me a second.
Let me see.
Okay, he's almost. Because, you know, his jeans kind of tight.
Yeah.
And it's a little. Okay, I see it.
I see that thing laying on your leg.
Guys, how did you do this casting call?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
I was in Atlanta, so big up to Molly. You know,
and we mean
my little Caucasian girl.
Oh,
she's
I love
like,
Molly. Yes, oh, I know Molly. Molly. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's the one that did the casting for
Molly
me.
Molly do all
and
the good castings.
Let me tell you something. When she did the casting, this is like, I wasn't supposed to talk about this, but I was wet in my bed the night when she was sending me all those pictures.
Choose. Oh my God.
I chose the guy that I used just based on him being dead and how big and thick
right.
it was.
Already. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, already.
Already.
Mm-hmm. I love how y'all say dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was mm-hmm. dead. Like it was
down.
It wasn't.
I know, but that's just a funny way to say it. Mm-hmm. Oh, your dick is dead
right now.
Right now.
Let me bring that thing to life real quick.
That's how the guy in that uncut, it was dead and big.
That's what you're talking about. That's what you're talking about.
That tape measure video, like, yeah, it went viral the first couple minutes I put it out.
And guys be so mad about stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, they do it to us all the time.
Right. They do it to us all the time.
Mm-hmm. Why can't
you
we
know
objectify
they could dish
you?
It, but they can't take it. That's
exactly. Them dish it and can't take it. But tape measure is doing extremely good. My whole album, Emancipated, it's doing good.
All right, so let's talk about what my favorite song is on there. And I was playing it for them before you came in here. What would you think it is?
Is it Clap Clap?
I like that song too, but...
Is it Crop Top?
I like that, but that's not the favorite.
Oh, really?
My favorite song on there is Bake a Man.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite songs.
That's my favorite song.
10 Cups of Money. Yes.
No, I like Bake a Man too, definitely.
Because listen, we always say that, like, I wish I could
create my own, and I don't think that the guys really understand. Like, for me, I'm dating someone, but it's always just a little thing. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I don't know if you've ever been in this position, but you think, could I take that from my ex and just put it on him? Or,
I
don't think they know that.
I think all women have had that thought at one point. Yes, like, he would be so perfect if he just had
this. Because it'd be like, man, I like him. He's got money. He's cool. Yes. But he ain't got this
guy's
personality.
Right. I told you. That's what made me write the song. Like, when I was penning it, I was like, if I could really just make a perfect man, you know how happy we would be?
Man, you'd be like, he's great in bed, but he's
lacking something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But if you could put all of those things together.
Yeah. And then sometimes, I don't know if you've ever had like a friend or maybe like a best friend, but he's a man or, you know, and him have such a good personality and him a best friend and you wish you had that in your man. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's like, it's always something that's missing.
You'd be like, he's ugly, but he's nice.
I know.
Yes.
It's always something we're missing. So I do like that song a lot.
So you named some things in that song that would be ingredients. Had to put them in order, right? If you talk about money, you talk about dick size, you talk about personality, you talk about, let's say sense of humor, success. What order would you put, like, as far as what's the most important thing, most important ingredient to bake the perfect man?
I would start with personality first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm big on chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you and him don't have that chemistry, something is going to be off.
Mm-hmm.
So I first have to feel you. I've got to feel like, yeah, I'm a friend. We have the companionship there. So the personality is very important because I'm big on energy. So I go off of that first, the personality. Okay. And after the personality, it may sound kind of fucked up, but I would have to go with his financial status first.
Okay.
Reason being is because I have dated in the past where a guy has less than me, but then it becomes a problem.
Right.
I feel like a lot of men are intimidated by strong women or successful women. It's just the truth.
Yeah. Right.
So it brings in a lot of ego into the relationship.
Yeah, it makes them so not feel good about themselves. And then they treat you a certain way.
Exactly.
Or they might feel insecure and then they cheat. Because of their own insecurities because and their ego.
Tell me about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to date a guy again where I've, you know, less than me.
Okay.
That's fair.
Because you've had an experience.
I've had the experience before and I've tried, but it's too much ego comes with it, you know? Not every man can date a strong woman.
Okay, so personality, then financial.
Financial. He got to be God-fearing because I'm a God-fearing woman as well. So he got to believe
in God.
Okay, so
that's before dick size.
Yes.
Okay.
Because, you know, because I'm so good in the bedroom, I know that if I'm at 8, I still can work with it.
You said 8, like that's really small.
Right.
So it's big?
8 is not. That, 8 is that's bigger more, than average.
Yeah. That man just had an 8.
Oh, and my it wasn't God. Even hard.
She no, said, average, it was 8. I can still work
average,
with it.
So average is
do you
like,
see how big 8 is? Let me show you guys.
Isn't average like.
This is 6.
This is 8 right here.
Average is like
that's
6.
That's pretty big. Well, I just said I could work with an 8.
Okay, can you work with a 3?
No.
No.
3?
What I if he's God-fearing?
No.
No. No.
With money. No.
With a lot of money.
No.
And he has a great personality.
No.
What is that? With money? Wait.
And a nice personality. And God-fearing. But a little
bit. Add 2 more to that, at least, Angela.
No. 3. That's even 2.
That's 2. Listen.
That's me can't work with 5.
5.
Okay, you could work with 5?
No.
You can't work with 5?
I wouldn't want to work with 5.
I could work with 5.
6 is about average.
It's going to be a lot of tickling, a lot of giggling.
You know how awful that would be for a man if you tell him it tickles when he's trying to have sex?
Wait, I want to know what the real average is.
The real average is 7.5 or 8, right?
We about to find out.
No, I think it's a 6.
It's a 6?
I think 6, too.
Yeah, because you got to think it's not just...
Oh, 6 dead. So 6 dead.
No.
6 standing.
6, yes. That's the average erect penis is 6 inches. You have to think it's all cultures, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It is 6, right?
I'm about to look.
I think 6 is not bad. I could do that.
I mean, that's how you do it.
Let me tell you something. See,
it says 5.16.
See, 5.16.
It's 5.5?
Yeah.
Erect.
No, 5.1.
They're doing that because, you know, men been very emotional about their size, so they're just trying to make men feel good. But I think 6 is.
Wait till they start doing PBLs.
I know.
They do have that. Average is between 5 and 5.5.
When I tweeted the Tate Major song, I think it was Dr. Miami.
Oh, no, it was a doctor. She hit me up actually because I think I talked about it
on the
Breakfast Club. And she hit me up like, thank you so much because she was talking about the work that she does to help increase the penis size.
Okay, yeah, a lot of doctor was DMing me too.
Average.
Saying, hey, can we collab? I got a solution. Mm-hmm. So they can do, you know.
Do you know how many authorizations I approved for penis enlargements? Because I worked in an insurance company.
Oh,
so they'll
insurance
send, but they have to send like the progress notes. They have to send a pic because you know you have to take pictures of it. And Jesus Christ, it was so interesting because I didn't have to look at all of that, but I was
so insurance covers
so
there was
two,
that? I didn't know that.
That's like a mental health
for some
issue.
Men. Some men is a mental health.
Oh, I was kidding, but it really
and
is.
And some men also other illness can cause them to not, you know, especially
not
older
stand.
Men. Yeah.
Oh, erectile.
If them can't waste it, them
yes, dysfunction.
Yes.
What about testicle size? Does that matter?
Oh my God, it can't. That man in that video with testicles was huge.
I mean, matched his huge penis, though.
Right.
Yeah. It's all relative.
Yeah. It has to balance out, though.
Don't do that to him.
No, I mean, I'm thinking when he going in there, how hard is smacking down there?
You.
Yeah.
But it feels good.
I like the smack.
See,
yeah, the smack
it's like a pendulum.
Good.
But so
it's
do
like
you
a rocket?
So do you suck it too? Do you?
Yeah. Interested in all that? You asked me before you come back with it. You really want it?
Because I mean, that's a difficult thing to suck.
No, I don't.
That's why you like big dicks. Because everybody knows if you suck dick, don't nobody want to suck something that big.
No,
I mean,
it's too much.
It's a lot.
You gotta use your hand and then only just do the top of it and you gotta pretend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just put a whole bunch of spit and go like that while you're on the top.
Yeah.
And go up with it and down. That much I know.
Wow, Gigi.
Mina, this is what my friend Mina talk about, the washing machine.
Mm-hmm. But
that was the sound effect.
Some guys tell me
writer.
That.
I'm the writer.
Some guys tell me they're not really with all that putting it down your throat. Like, just make sure the head, you suck that right and you suck that
part.
Well,
that's really where most of the nerve endings are. The same as, you know, with our clitoris, all our nerve, most of our nerve endings is in and around the clitoris. Most of the nerve endings in the male penis is at the tip. So they get the most pleasure. I mean, for novelty and shits and giggles, a lot of guys like that. But for real, if you really want to get to it, you really don't have to go that far.
I was like, thank God.
So that's why you got to, when you're riding, you got to stay at the top. You know, so you're quinted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Quinted, but don't go up too high.
Yeah.
And then come back down. You hurt somebody.
Hurt yourself.
Now, last time we talked about your favorite position, if you recall. Now, I got to ask you this. So have you done anal?
No. I haven't. Mm-hmm.
That's why you like big dicks. Again,
I haven't tried it before.
She don't have no plans on trying it either.
I tell myself that I'm old school. My friends and I talk about that all the time. I say, I guess that's why I'm single now, because I'm so old school.
But you are dating someone.
That's what I feel. I'm single.
But you're you're not dating anybody. You're not going out on dates. Mm-mm. You're not.
I just came out of a relationship. I was in a serious relationship, and I just came out of it. So
how do you feel? Do you feel like a burden is off of you? Are you still, like, how does it feel?
The truth is, because I was in love with him, but he wanted me to do a lot of changes, and then I just felt overwhelmed, like he's not accepting me for me. Right. He didn't like the way how I dance on stage, because, you know, Jamaican culture, we dance with a man very, you know, very kind of sexual, and the way I dress on stage and stuff like that. He wasn't comfortable with, like, a little thing. So I had to choose, you know? I can't finesse his ego. This is me. I'm the queen of dancehall. So it's like, you have to accept me for who I am.
And I don't want to work and then argue. Who I am. Yeah, I don't want to work and then have to argue with you.
No.
Did he like the tape measure video?
No, sir.
going back to how you dance and perform and everything, you are an entertainer.
If I was together with him, I couldn't do that video.
No, you could have never done that.
None.
Did he hit you up afterward? Like, what the fuck?
He's not liking it at all.
I bet. It's not up for him to like.
Right. And he's an ex, right?
He's my ex.
It's over.
So it don't matter.
Yeah.
Exactly. So is that like the sole reason really that you guys broke up, just because you don't want to compromise?
If he probably do an interview, he's going to say, I don't listen, I'm stubborn or whatever. But I've been doing this all my life for 20 years by myself. So when you go into a serious relationship for like 2 years and somebody's telling you, but wait, you got to stop doing this and you got to do that, then it's going to be a problem.
This
I'm a single mother. You know what I'm saying? I have my two kids. This is how me make my money. I'm the queen of dancehall. So Minanga can't say, oh, wait.
I'm in
a lot of women do this though, and then them end up get vodka. The man can get up and leave anytime. So me could I say, oh, I'm in love, I'm gonna stop wearing my blue wigs and I'm gonna stop dancing like this on stage, and then the next year him left me and gone crazy. No,
like, hell no.
I feel like you gotta take me for who I am, you know, and love me for me.
First of all, you've been doing this for such a long time. It's hard to believe that your debut album came out, like, when was it, last year?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's already hard to believe.
Right. Yep.
But you really hit a stride, you know?
I
just feel like this would be a terrible time for you to be
to try to change.
To stop and
or
change.
Or ask you to compromise.
That would be career
compromise.
Suicide.
My dreams, my passion, what I love.
Compromise, the dream. Those are the words.
Yeah,
like, because you got to understand, I've been fighting for this for like all my life.
You didn't
I've been
come
in the business for 20
way.
Years.
Right.
I spoke about, you know, being in my contract with you for the past 10 years and I couldn't get out of my deal with my past record label, being my own manager, doing everything by myself, taking things into my own hands, fighting for survival, fighting for my kids, making sacrifice, leaving my kids behind in Jamaica to come here in America to hustle and, you know, create this dream life. But when I meet you, you can't say, well, hold up, everything that you've worked for, let's kind of rearrange it a little bit. It's like meeting the owner for KFC and I tell him to change away them fried chicken.
Right.
Take away some of them herbs and spices.
I know.
No, sir.
That was big for you to come from Jamaica like that and then, like, to go to Atlanta, and then I'm pretty sure that was
everything.
Tough.
Like, and Love & Hip Hop, I feel like Love & Hip Hop helped you too.
Yes.
For some people it doesn't, but I do feel like
a lot of people was bashing me when I was going on it. I'm going to say, yeah, the queen of dance, how we go on Love & Hip Hop that? But I feel like it helped to catapult my career. So I was grateful that I made that decision.
A wider audience.
Mm-hmm. It definitely did,
and I love that they added you to the cast anyway, period. Because I think that representation is important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because I'm a big fan of dancehall and reggae and soca. You know I am, and everything. And so, but for me to see you on there, I was happy for you.
Thank you.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so what were you going to say about your breakup?
Would it help? No, I was going to say, you know, even though everything, it was hard for me because I did love him. Mm-hmm. So when you are, you're put in a position where you have to choose between love and what you love, it's hard.
Right.
Because my career is my everything, is what I love, but I can't, you know, when I was put in that position and I made that decision that night, I was like, you know, it's hard.
Wow, so you made that decision and he said it's either that or me.
No, he didn't say that. I kind of.
You said it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of moving parts.
You think there's any going back? Like if he was like, look, I miss you so much, like do your thing.
Like I said, I did love him, but we both would have to change a lot of things.
What about him bothered you?
What about him?
Yeah, like if you said
the
we both have to
that little things bothered him. Mm-hmm. That's what bothered me.
It all comes down to you.
A lot of things. A lot of little things that bother him. I was like, that's nothing. Like, I'm a fun person. I want to be able to do, you know, whatever. Just little things that bothers him that bothered me. And I was over
that. And you know, he should be celebrating like the success that you have. Even seeing you at Fashion Week. here in New York. You did the Laquan.
I was on the countertop, so I was like by the selector booth.
I saw you and Diplo.
Diplo, big up to Diplo. Winnie Harlow was there too as well. And me have to turn it up and show them. Say, listen, me the queen of dance, me there at the club. This is what we do.
Period. I got to party with you because, you know.
Yeah, no, Laura be going crazy.
I'm on stage now. Killer, I got nervous. I'm not going to lie. She was like, come on, Laura, you want to go on the stage? I said, yeah, when the lady jumped up, flip. I was like, wait, but I can't do that. I'll just stand back here for a second.
They all came to my Angela Yee Day. I do every year. Mr. Killer performed.
Oh.
And I told Laura, I said, when he get up,
he's going to go. I have a song with him coming out. It's a soca song. I can't wait.
You listen.
And I can't wait to perform on stage with him because you know he's
y'all two together.
Top performer.
He is a top performer. The two of you together is going to make the whole place.
I got to see this. I'm putting in my plug now. Yeah. When you ever perform here, I'm going on stage. But before all the professionals go on stage, let me go first.
She got nervous. She got nervous. I was like, Laura, you want to get up here with Mr. Killer? And she was like, and then she seen her. She's like, nah. Actually, I'm not.
Them girls had them fringy little outfits and into like splits. I was like, I used to be able to do that a long time ago. But now, can I just whine on you real quick?
You know what?
Throw it back on you real quick.
Now, is anything too on it? Is anything ever too much for you? Like, has it ever been a situation where you've been performing and you're like, okay, that's just like not, because you know, like you said, it is very physical. But has anybody ever taken it too far?
A lot of times, because even when I perform, I jump in the crowd, I jump in the audience, mm-hmm. and go dance with my, you know, besties in in front of the stage. But sometimes I go there, the man, they might grab your ass there. But I mean, it's taking it too far, but I never turn around and snap anybody or conk them with the mic, even when I feel it. Because I know, I know that, you know, it's every man have that little crush there on me sometimes.
Do you get them?
Because I call them on stage, mommy look, they like it. Yeah. But if them I take it too far, I'm stopping at the audience, everybody know to back up. Because even when I go in the audience, girls that try wine pump me to like everybody. So, but you're an artist, so you have fans that their dream is to, they come to your show, I want Spice to call me on stage. Yeah. Or when she calls somebody, I'm going up. So people do that, you know? So I don't want to...
I feel like you gotta get Spice to come to the club to Rain,
right,
in Atlanta and
that'd
do something. I mean, I think that would be amazing.
So cool. Yeah, that would be fun.
Because by the way, Gigi is a professional trained dancer, but when she get on that pole, you got
to
show her.
I used to be an exotic entertainer.
And I didn't know that. You have to go teach me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
you wanna learn pole?
Yeah. If you ever seen P Valley, a lot of that is fashioned after her.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, a little one night only with Spice.
That would be fun.
My song Clap Clap, I'm actually planning to do a promotion in the strip clubs.
So there you go. You got to go to Rain.
And you know, Gigi was like the face of Magic City.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think when are you coming back to Atlanta?
She lives there.
I live there.
Oh, you do? So we have to turn up. I'll send you the videos. No, I'm serious. Definitely. Clap, clap.
Look,
I want to
send me the videos. When we going?
You got to jump on the plane. She said, send me the videos. I'm going to be there.
Now, let's talk about this other song. Right? Same mouth.
Yes.
Because, you know, I felt like, Spice, you've been through a lot of shit where people that you thought was cool with you have, you know, talked shit. And so let's talk about that song a little bit because I feel like, you know, it comes up for you.
It does.
A lot where you've been deceived by people who you thought were close to you. People,
a lot of times.
That same mouth where people be, you know, it saying they love you.
Same mouth. For me, I just feel like you got to be careful of people's mouth. Mm-hmm. Like you will have friends that literally will tell you, say them love you, but they will be the same one that will betray you.
And they're not your friends.
Yeah. And you, even your lover, you know, anybody will come and say, oh, I love you so much. I this and that. And by the time you turn your back, they're the same one that's going to say that bitch, da, 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 da. So it's always just the same mouth. So when I was writing that song, I got a little emotional too, because I've been through so many betrayals with people that I've helped the most and done so much too. And yeah, I kept singing that song when I wrote it that day. Same old, say yes at the same old, say no, same old, say you out at the same old, you know. It's like the words are just so powerful in that song.
I think we all can relate to that though.
Absolutely.
Yeah having people that, look, we all have stories.
Can't relate to that for sure.
You know, people, and it is really always the people you help the most.
That end and it's up, always the people that you love sometimes. Times the most. But people who it's the ones you love that will hurt you, because if you don't love someone and you don't really care about them, they can't who cares? So it's always the one you love that hurts you. So that's why I said same out.
Are you forgiving, like if somebody's like,
that's my hardest thing
to forgive?
I pray about it a lot, but I can't seem to get to that place where I'm easily
forgiving.
If somebody's like, I was so
and I
wrong.
Know. So you know when you know what your fault is, my fault is forgiving.
Right.
I'm hard to forgive. And I think it comes from me being who I am. So if I'm your friend, I'm a rider. I'm a straight up rider. I'm going to love you like genuinely. Mm-hmm. So if you do something to me, I feel like, why would you do that? I would never do that to you. So it's hard for me. But I feel like over the years, I try to think, everybody's not me. Everybody's not like me. Everybody's not going to give the same reaction. And that's what I use sometimes to try to get over it. But me just feel like people, they're adult. It mustn't be where you're going to betray me and then come say you're sorry because you know exactly what you were doing.
And you know, Spice, a lot of times when we see you publicly, you're having a good time. You're the life of the party. But I know you go through things. Like, we've seen you on social media.
All the time. And then I remember when I was talking to Shaggy, he used to tell me about being vocal and too open and too emotional because I'm very emotional. Mm-hmm. If I go on my phone right now or something, so somebody says something about me, I'm going to go on live. I say, first of all, let me take some class. And he's like, you're too big. You don't need to do that. I'm like, I'm not big. I'm still small. But he tried to coach me into not being so emotional and to realize that everybody go through their own little things in their mm-hmm. unique way. Shaggy has been through so many things in this business that I've never heard about. And when he's telling me, I'm like, wait, what?
Wow.
And you keep that? Me couldn't do that? Me never talk about it. And so, you know, I think that's something that I have to learn, but I don't think I'll ever learn it.
It's hard
how to be quiet.
But you know what? You kind of sometimes at a point now where everybody knows you.
Yes.
You kind of have to for your own peace to just be like.
That's the word. The peace. I can't sleep. I remember one time I went on live late in the night. I was trying to go to bed and it's riding me. And I'm like, fuck that. And let it out.
Uh-huh. And then you feel better after you let it out?
Better.
Okay.
I cry about it.
And then I cry and go to sleep.
Yeah, I cry about it. I cry about it and I check and I always, like in situations, I always look at myself like, okay, what can you learn from this experience?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or why do you think it happened? Or what did you do for it to lead up to that? Because sometimes people hurt you because they're hurt. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I try to look at that as well. Like,
right.
I know I didn't do nothing to deserve me. And some of those people that hurt you, that tell they truly do love you, but they're so hurt inside themselves that they don't know how to navigate, you know, or they never experienced love, you know, to know the right way to love a person. And I'm talking about family, friends, even men. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes. So that's like, I'm too forgiving. And I'm not going to say too forgiving.
I always feel like if you fuck me up, it's going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me.
Way.
That's how I look at it.
Karma don't sleep. Exactly. I look at it like God at the end of the day.
I'll be like, I know how I am. And so I know it take a lot for me to get to the point where I don't fuck with you. But I know once I get to that,
What month are you? Or you don't believe in signs?
January. I'm a Capricorn. I'm very stubborn. But I also am super nice.
Very
generous and very nice. You have to be really fucked up for me to not fuck with you.
Right.
You know, and then, but once I get there, it's really kind of no going back.
No going back.
Yeah. You just don't exist. And the way that I am, I'm not going to beef with you. You just don't exist to me.
Yeah. Me, as I do me something with me, Vix. As my friend, them, I don't know, but I'm working on it, but I'm trying. But as
I have
somebody
a funeral for you in my head, and you're dead to me, okay? You're like
I'm
a dead dick to me.
I'm easy to cut off.
You're like a dead 3-inch dick to me.
I know.
I've grown.
I'm a no-nonsense type of person.
Yeah. I'm getting there because I had to for my sanity. Because it's like you said, I wouldn't be able to sleep just thinking like, what went wrong? But now it's like, it's easier for me. There's a lot of toxic friendships I had that used to treat me like crap.
Right. You're like, wow,
and
I
loved them
this.
So much, but it got to a point where any people like, you know, Ange would talk to me and I have good friends that, you know, really talk like, come on, Laura, like enough is enough. Together. Being nice is one thing and forgiving, but
I'd be like, man up, Laura.
Yeah.
Right.
So like I slowly have been able to like, and it feels better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it feels like a weight off your shoulder. Like,
I don't have to deal with anybody I don't want
right.
to. Now, how intimidating is it now for a guy to talk to you knowing that his dick got to be big? You know, because like,
I think it's very intimidating, but it's good for me because if you are not packing, it just, you're not going to approach
me. You're not going to waste my time.
So you're not going to waste my time.
But what if a guy said to you, look, I really like you. Now I know you, you know, but I'm only 5 inches. I just got to be completely honest.
I'm
I'm only 5 inches, but I'll lift you up over my face and suck on your right.
Will you not even consider it? I mean, it depends on his personality and how, you know.
Okay, so you consider it. He gonna give you that suck me down with whipped cream fantasy, but he only got 5 inches. You would
God fearing, have money. God fearing, have money.
All of that.
And let's talk about takes care of his kids if he have any children. And the relationship with his mom. The relationship with his mom, and not only relationship with his mom, but listen how he talks about his ex-girlfriend. A lot of times, we us women, we get a hype out of him saying, "Ooh, that bitch, she did, she that." That is the same thing he gonna do with you. Period. That tells who he is.
When I don't want to date no guy that calls women bitches.
No,
right.
So if you ever date a man and him a dog out a next girl, he's gonna do the same thing to you. Mm-hmm. That's just his personality. So a lot of us get a kick out of when he's doing a certain girl a certain way. But no, I'm not make that mistake there two times. No.
Yeah, let us do that with our friends. Like you see his that bitch,
right?
I know.
It's look a at girl busted thing. Ass
he's so stupid. No man where I talk bad about a next girl or they don't have, you know.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, are you okay with getting your pussy eaten?
Like, yes, absolutely. Okay. Right? No.
Where you at?
Right? No.
You know, just because it was so taboo.
Well, I just told you it's a fantasy of mine.
Okay, but so, but it happens because you said fantasy.
No, I've had it before.
Okay,
but the you fantasy just said is fantasy. Having it real,
like
tongue down, lift me up,
suck
ice cream,
soul.
The dish, the yes.
Okay.
And what about maybe one or two man?
And what about your ass eating and everything too?
Me no go to ass about that.
I think ass eating is overrated. I think it's overrated.
Oh, you've had it before?
Yeah, and I think it's overrated.
You had it before where the man eat your ass?
Yes, absolutely.
And
multiple times.
And he put his tongue inside.
And sometimes that spit slides down the ass crack.
Yo, but I go, what? You not broke me off.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's normal.
So when you having it, you don't feel to fart?
No.
Right?
No.
Like, don't come back up and kiss me.
I know.
A butt queef.
No. What it feels like.
It don't feel as good as people make it seem. That's why I said it's overrated.
Yeah.
Like, stick to the clip. No need to go back there.
And it was it like a personal man, you want him kiss you up after, like, or it's just a flirt and then that's it. I can't say my personal man.
I've had it happen in both scenarios where it was just like a fling and I was like not kissing him. But I've also had it happen with like my man and I definitely went in for
the kiss. Freaky bod.
I mean, I trust my body in all parts of it at all times of the day.
Okay? What about a finger in your ass while you're having sex? No one's ever tried that?
I prefer a thumb over a tongue in my ass.
You say what?
I would prefer a man to put his thumb in my ass over his tongue in my ass.
The bowling ball.
I'm going to get a better sensation out of him using his thumb.
The bowling ball? What that?
Because you know how you put the bowling
ball. You know, you hold the bowling ball with your...
That face. You said something.
No, that's why I'm never single because I'm looking
so
like.
So no one's ever tried to put
it. Because I told my friend, I said to Vida all the time, we not gonna have no man because them man, yeah, the girls them, I do the things them. These are the things that's happening. Yeah,
I can't believe no one's ever tried that. No one's ever tried to put their.
I've not been in a lot of relationship to be honest. I've not had a lot of, you know, sexual things going on. Experiences. I'm not. Experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes down to
it.
When my ex-boyfriend, he brought it up the other day. He was like, you with your boo. I said, first of all, actually, it was my sister who'd made me realize. And I thought about it. And I was like, she's right. I've been coming to America for almost 20 years. And my ex-boyfriend that I broke up with, he was from Philly.
Mm-hmm. From Philly.
Oh, you're from Philly too? Mm-hmm. Yeah, big up. And he was like the first man me ever date in the entire America.
Oh, wow.
From Philly, like real relationship.
Like for the past 20 years, I've been coming here doing shows and meeting how many people and promoters. I'm very cocky. I'm a hype and classy. Like me, just feisty. I like cause people. I just feel like I don't go. You know, he's the first relationship and the first man I've ever had sex with in the entire America for the past 20 years.
Wow! Do you remember the first time you ever had an orgasm?
Of course. Yeah.
Was it from intercourse?
I would say so, yeah.
You would say so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've had multiple orgasms before.
Okay.
He used to take me there. He takes me to a place.
The Philly guy? Okay.
The Philly guy. I'm the next. I want next guy. Our next secret guy.
He said he takes me to that place.
He takes me to a place.
Yes, ma'am.
She's thinking about it right now.
I know.
Now, was it taboo to masturbate for you, like, growing up? You know, like, to play with yourself? Was that ever an issue?
So, I used to play with myself, but when I got older and I found out what comes with it, I stopped.
What comes with it?
I don't want people to think I'm crazy.
No, we want to know.
But it's there. You know, when you masturbate, you're having sex with a sex demon. Like, you know.
Really? I never heard that.
Pull it up on your phone. It's a sex demon called Incubus.
I've heard of Incubus and Succubus.
So you have a male sex demon and a female sex demon.
Okay.
So when you masturbate, you're having sex with a male sex demon.
What's wrong with that?
It also will be in a relationship with you and cause problem in your actual relationship.
Is that demon masturbation?
Well, I'm not having a problem with my actual relationship, but I masturbate a lot.
Yeah, my love. You have to look more than something.
Oh, here we go. It's on Twitter. Masturbation is sex with demons. It defiles and destroys your body.
To Satan and sex.
I think you could find anything you want to find on the internet, though, because we could find the exact opposite.
No, but if you Google and
stuff. What about a sex angel?
Sex angel. Well, I read up on it a lot. So I'm a big on reader. Read up on it. It's called Incubus and Succubus or something like that.
I'm so interested in this now.
I feel like I've seen some Incubus and Succubus porn.
Succubus? Yeah. It's a sex demon that really literally will have sex with you, fall in love with you, everything, and it will mash up your relationship. So when your man have sex with you, it causes a...
Because it get jealous.
Yes. Or it says it's masturbating thing. Really open
and then
a
you
doorway.
And the man can't get along and stuff like that, you know, because damn, you're in a relationship with a demon.
So what am I supposed to do?
So you masturbate?
So I ain't got no man.
Me and my boyfriend spend a lot of time apart because I travel for work, he travels to work, so we don't really get to see each other as much as we should, and I masturbate a lot, like thinking about him.
My love, I do pia have sex with.
I'm not saying she's interested.
Forget about the interview.
It's saying it's superstitious. And they said that there's a rather juicy description of a woman masturbating in Song of Songs in the Bible. She does not get into trouble for it. They said, ask the person who told you that to provide book, chapter, and verse. If they can't do it, call them a Pharisee.
Mm-hmm.
See, go ahead and masturbate.
Though.
It's fine.
No,
I'm not doing it. I'm read up on it because I'm interested now. I'm gonna read.
I do know that, like, I guess because I haven't been in a relationship in a minute, like I thought it was because the same thing, because I'm not as sexually experienced as I would like to be. And I feel like because I don't do certain things, like you said, like, I'm like, no, I don't do that. And my friends tell me.
Well, you just said you suck. And
not I suck. But I don't, it's not something I do.
Oh, you suck, but you don't suck, suck.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
She'll do it, but she ain't doing it. But I ain't doing it. Like, if I ain't got to do it, I ain't going to do it.
I want to do it.
But there's other things that you can do sexually in a relationship. If you're not doing oral sex, there's so many other things you can do to spice up a relationship. You can't have sex with your man. Like, you have to change up the lifestyle. Instead of having sex on the bed, you have sex under the bed, have sex in the tree,
under
the car trunk, in the pantry, on the stair.
She did sex in the trunk.
That's what I'm saying. In the car.
Girl. I mean, I have guys that, you know, but I do, like, even being on the show, I've learned so many things that I can't wait to find the one that I want to go ahead and start having these experiences with. But my friends do tell me that. They're like, girl, you're going to be single forever. You don't do what? That's why you ain't got a man. I'm like, what?
Them money, I think, like, the freak piece from the girl.
Bring me my man.
But now, what if you're dating somebody, it's a long distance relationship, you're on the road all the time, you can't get on FaceTime and masturbate?
I don't know. It's not a
together.
Thing for me.
What if he masturbates on, like, while he's talking to you? Is that okay? Or is that a demon for him too?
It's a demon for him too, but I mean, it's not something that I like. It doesn't, I'm not fond of that. I feel like it's all about being able to not want to have sex when you're not there is important, because that will also lead them to stray. Because how long them I go visit Annie Palmer? One day them are gonna get fed up and want the real thing. So if they're not able to have self-control, it's a big thing for me. So if I leave you like a week or 2 weeks and you're acting like, oh, let's masturbate over the phone, it's you have that urge.
Well, that might mean he just misses you. Wouldn't you rather him masturbate on the phone with you?
But if he misses me, you gotta wait for me. You know? You wanting to do all of that, it's gonna lead you. One day you're gonna wanna have sex with a girl. So you have to have that self-control there.
So you
need to stop doing that with your man.
Oh,
so he waits for you.
Girl. No, girl. We'll talk off camera.
Okay.
Do you fall asleep after sex? Like, are you exhausted or are you more energized?
No, I'm more energized. He falls asleep.
It's
more energized.
Opposite.
Yeah, but he falls asleep.
I feel like that too. Guys be passed out afterward. And I feel like me, I want to get up and clean the house.
I mean, that's me. That's all me.
Why is that?
I don't know. Something wrong with us.
It depends the night, though.
If it's late at night and I'm tired already.
Right.
What do you think is a good amount of time to have sex a week, like in a relationship?
Oh, baby, that's our next problem with mash up my relationship, because I don't like a lot of sex for the week. I don't know if it's because I'm so exhausted sometimes.
Yeah, you work a lot.
Always working. Mm-hmm. I work a lot. But sometimes he won and I'm like, we just did it. So that's also a problem for me, too. I feel like 2 times, 3 times, 2 times a week. Yes.
Shit.
I mean, if you travel
every day,
if you're traveling a lot and you already don't want him masturbating him, you better give him that pussy every day of the
week. That's what he said. He's gonna clap. If he ever watches this, he gonna clap when you say that.
Yeah. Because if you are busy, you're working, you're masturbating, everything you're doing, he deserves to get fucked every day.
I know. It hard for fucking my name big. Everything about it big.
Does it, do you feel like when you haven't had sex with him for a while because you've been on the road and then you come back, that it's like snap back and you got to stretch it back out? You know how a guy can tell it's tight?
What happens is when we have sex, then it becomes like tender.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I feel like I need to cool it down a little bit, because I have a song called Cool Down, but you don't want to wait. You want to go back into the same tender right. feeling that I'm having. Mm-hmm. So it's a pleasure for you now, not
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We make sacrifices to bring it back though. Together. Yeah, we make sacrifices. Sometimes yeah. like I might not feel like having sex, but you know, you're like, okay. And then I'll get in the mood for it. Just in my head, I don't want to do it. But then once we start,
right.
Because guys have to learn how to do that too. Like,
right.
don't just try to have sex. You got to
right.
eat make us. Love.
Yeah.
Make love.
Foreplay.
You got to make us want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like you trying to ram in there and you trying to spit. No, make me wet.
Yeah.
Trying to put all this
no,
spit,
spit some of that.
And
I don't
do
like
all of
that.
Like, no.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
You not like that spit thing there.
Yes. How about you play with it?
If you spit on the pussy, that's lazy. That you got to get it wet on your own.
No, yeah. no one, no man spit pa me.
Yeah,
I'm like, wait, what? Nobody do it.
At all.
I'm very, I don't yeah, know. Like, yeah, Africa broke me up, but.
I'm not gonna lie.
There's a lot of things I'm like,
I've stopped, like, baby, just stop. It's not there. Like, it's not happening. Like, I can't.
You've
like,
done that?
Yes.
It's baby, stop. It's not there.
Like, you, because wow. it's like, you know, I don't want to, but I'm like, okay, let's just go. But then after a while, and it's just, I'm like, okay, I'm yeah. just, you.
A lot of men
you
don't
get
know
the
how
point?
To turn us on. A lot of men, they don't know
sad,
how
but
to
true.
Foreplay.
They think they can just tweak mm-hmm. it.
They feel like
yeah.
when they yeah. come to you to have sex, you just got to be ready. They don't know how to touch you.
And warm up the oven.
And a lot of men, you know what I hate sometimes? When a man is probably coming on and you're like, no, stop. And he stop. Nigga.
Yeah.
The no means do more.
Yeah.
Like, no, but I'm telling you, yes.
Right.
Keep going. And, that's you know, that, play yeah. with me. Are you sure
yes.
you don't want this?
Kiss, do
Let
this,
me
do
want
this.
It.
Yeah. 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 You know what I love? When a man knows you're about to come and he, like, when they know. Some
yes.
men can't
tell.
You know. But when they know, like, you're about to come and
it's
then they just do something to, I'm like, oh my God.
It's a connection.
Know?
Just don't switch stop. Up the rhythm when I'm about
right,
to come.
Right.
That's fuck it all up.
That's make me squirt. You squirt
D-words.
Before, right?
And then they hit that one spot right there.
I never squirted.
You never squirted?
Mm-mm.
What about?
Yes.
Oh, but you know, I look a thing I too.
Yes.
That's, you know, look a thing too.
So yeah. you squirted, Spice.
Not yet.
Oh, okay,
not
good. So we're here. Huh? I said, so we're here together. Yeah. Okay.
But you know what? Hearing all of this and watching your performance.
A
and
lot of people
you
think
that.
I'm
like,
right.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that.
The like, plus advertising.
You feel like, whoa, she like having sex. She's a sex maniac. Da, 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 da.
Not a sex maniac, but you but, know. I wouldn't say that, but we would think that you're very, like, you would want to, with your man, have sex every day and all of that.
Not every
so
day.
So how can a guy talk to you now if he wants to approach you? Like, what's the best way to get your attention?
Well, see, that's another thing, too. A lot of guys that's trying to get my attention, they go big. And they're trying to...
I thought big is good.
You know, big meaning that ego thing, like Spice and me for this and I got this. Like, I don't look out for that.
Mm-hmm.
If I go into the room and all the guys, they're doing a lot and they're acting up, I'm going to look for the quiet one that's not talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We like that. Yep. The cool, he's usually the
quiet, right?
Yeah, the vibes.
That's the confident one.
Mm-hmm. What about other artists? Do like a lot of guys...
I've never dated an artist before.
Do they try though?
A lot of times. Like, yeah.
Why do you think you haven't?
I think, so I've been in the business since I was about 15 years old. And, you know, I've always been with like artists, guys promoting, performing and stuff like that. So I think becoming new artists stay and them always want to have multiple girls and me, you know, that's something there. I don't want to date an artist because not that every artist cheats and every artist have multiple women, but I feel like it's a lifestyle that goes with them that I'm not happy to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I completely understand that.
Right. And then they'll probably be, well, they either, it could go one of two ways. They're either more understanding of what it is that you do when you perform.
Right.
Or they don't like it.
They don't like it.
And yeah. And guys
but
have
I've never dated
egos.
An artist before. I've
if
never
you dated
tried.
A guy, an artist and he was doing what you do on stage, would you have a problem with it?
No.
Because you understand.
Because I understand.
It's entertainment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, Spice, I know you have, it's New York Fashion Week. I know you are out and about, and they
I'm
said
outside.
That you had a limited amount of time, and they're telling us you have to go, but you know we love you.
Thank you.
Even more
I love
now.
All of y'all. I love all of y'all too. Thank you. Emancipated is the name of the album. It's out now.
Yes.
Keep streaming,
yes.
buying support. You know, it went number one, but I want to keep it up there
keep
in the charts.
There.
So
yes.
keep buying Emancipated.
Yes,
thank you for having me.
And next time she's going to have done some of these things that she says she doesn't do.
Who's because you gonna brought me? You gonna?
I'm gonna take you. We gonna go to Club Rain. Shout out to my guys at Rain. I'm bringing Spice. We saying it now. We bringing it. We bringing it.
We gonna get that booty hole emancipated. Yeah,
we gonna get the clap clap challenge jumping off at Rain Atlanta. Stay tuned. They gonna measure the dick. You'll get a free lunch. Yes, yes.
Measure long to the number on the tape. Measure. I can't see what she said. Measurement. With the length on the tape. Measurement. Tape. Measure long to the number pan the tape. But if you more than 230 millimeter, if you want enter in a me middle center, body you need up the big row perimeter long like.
Yes.
Look at her. He's looking at the number.
This the average right here, guys.
Yep, 5.5.
Let's close with the number. I'm closing with 9.
Okay, yours is 9. Is that the perfect size?
Yeah. Let's close with a number.
Oh my god, I'm gonna go with 8.
I'm gonna say,
be careful what you ask for, because you said you were okay with 5. You
said, no, I don't want that, but okay. I can do it.
I'm going with 9. What are you closing
I'm
with?
I'm going with 7.5. Okay. I'll go to 8.5, but you gotta be gentle. Just gotta, you can't just ram.
No, my love. May I go with 9?
I'll go with 7.
Okay, what are you going with?
I'm going with 8.
Okay.
Yeah, man, there you go, guys. We gonna have so many dick pics.
Oh my god,
with measuring tapes.
The amount of measuring tape dick pics that's about to come to our inbox.
You know, I used to have an email for that. Remember?
Yes.
PrettyDickSwag@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh really?
In case y'all want to get y'all measuring tapes out and send in y'all dick pics.
If we see any nice ones, we'll forward it to you.
Right, okay. Right.
But it gotta be at least 9.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, guys.
Gotta be above 7.5.
It's gotta be clean. No schmegma. No dried up skin or nothing like right. That.
Mm-mm. Smell good. Tough yeah. Wash good. And the balls can't soar.
She made a face like she could smell it. All right. Thank you, Spice. This is service.
Yes.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in exactly. To what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which right. Is different than empathy, yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.